Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, though, Detroit? Hey, first off, I want to say go blue all day, baby. Hey, Eagles! And y'all already know, all day, Dallas sucks all day. With the 40th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Cooper DeJean, DB, Iowa. Let's go!
They got my guy. Welcome back. It is the Big Day Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yes! It wasn't just a Sixers nonsense weekend. No, it was an NFL draft weekend, and almost every analyst out there says Howie Roseman did a heck of a job. Yes, Cooper DeJean was the first one Friday night. They trade up, pretty big trade up in the second round to get Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. By the way, can we get BG to announce all Eagles picks from now on? His energy is perfect for that stuff. Cooper DeJean arrives. Hugh, it was quite a weekend for the Eagles. So the full class, Cooper DeJean, obviously Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalix Hunt, the edge rusher,
yes,
from a small school. Will Shipley, running back out of Clemson.
He's a good running back, too.
Anaya Smith, wide receiver, Texas A&M. Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Hey,
from Clemson.
Jr. Yeah.
And then late in the draft, Trevor Keegan, offensive lineman. Johnny Wilson, a big wide receiver. Dylan McMahon, a center. Hugh, what hit you? I mean, a couple things that got me excited. One, Cooper DeJean, because that's the guy I wanted the whole time. And to get him and Quinyon Mitchell, they could remake this entire secondary. We'll see what they do with Cooper and where he plays. But I just love that they saw a player they wanted, and they went up and they got him. And then, of course, the Jeremiah Trotter Jr. pick, one that we all kind of talked about for months, but it was like, are they really going to take him? We didn't know where he'd go. Yeah. And then once he slipped, I'm like, because they traded back so much. Howie set a record for trades. And then he's there in the fifth round, and boom, they take him. Can we hear it, by the way? Because these are awesome, these calls. So the Eagles put out these calls of where it's literally Howie calling the prospect saying, we're drafting you. And they put Sirianni on the phone sometimes and the owner. This was pretty emotional here. The call to Jeremiah Trotter Jr., especially when you get to the part where Jeff Lurie's on the phone and referencing his mother who passed away last year. Here's the call they made to tell Trot Jr. he was coming to the Eagles.
All right, hey, Jeremiah Trotter.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
It's Howie Roseman.
Nice to be talking to you.
What are you thinking, man? You think we should trade up and take you right here? That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd love that.
Yeah, you're an Eagle, brother. Just like it's meant to be.
I appreciate it.
Right where you're back home, brother. Proud of you.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Jeremiah.
Hello.
How you doing? It's Coach Sirianni.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, congrats, man.
Jeremiah, how old were you when I first met you?
I'm
two,
sure I was
two,
pretty young.
Three,
yeah.
Four. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Just really huge congrats. Congrats to your dad, and I loved your mother, so.
Thank you.
Congrats. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
a very emotional moment for the Eagles, for Jeremiah Trotter, for his son arriving to the Eagles. Hugh, what did you take away from what Howie did and obviously the pick there at Trot Jr.?
Man, I felt that. Like, I just want to say that first. I felt that. And the one thing that I like about Mr. Lurie is that he's a very sincere individual. And, you know, he's very personable when it comes to everybody's child and everything like that. So that I really, really felt that. I'm excited for Trot Jr. And the thing, I know I tweeted this out this weekend, but I think that there's going to be an opportunity there. I understand that he's a fifth-round draft pick, and there's not a lot that is going to be expected from him, and he's probably going to end up playing special teams his first year. But to be home, number one, I was tweeting Trot about this. I was like, dog, you know how big it is to have your son playing in the city that you played in, and he doesn't have to worry about trying to find a place to stay, get acclimated with the city or anything like that. Only thing that he has to do is sit up and watch football with his Eagles Hall of Fame dad. And I can tell you this, and I did not know this, but I saw it as I was doing my little Twitter thing. Like, to have your dad here that played the position at a high level, the way that he played it, and is still a student of the game the way Trot is, to have young Trotter be there and just watch film with his pops and understand the concepts of football and everything like that, that's huge for a young man. Because I can envision right now, because, you know, when they go home, they have iPads and stuff where they can watch practice. They can watch the offenses play that they're going up against. To have your father there that played again, linebacker at a high level, and tell you and critique you in a way that nobody else can. Because, you know, the coach is going to coach him one way, and it's going to be the thing that he realizes. But his dad played with instincts. And to have your son there and be able to talk to him every day about what he's seeing at practice and all this other stuff, man, that's huge. That is huge. And I'm pulling for the young cat. I know that there's a lot of people that don't see him potentially being a start on this team. I'm like, I don't know, dog. It all depends.
Well, the linebacker room as it is now
is really thin.
It's not very
strong. Really, really thin. Yeah.
He certainly could work his way there. Now, is it happened day one? Probably not.
Probably not.
I did see someone, there was a comp out there this weekend I saw. It was interesting. TJ Edwards, who was an undrafted player here, eventually became a starter. He won a Super Bowl, you know, NFC champion team, and then went to the Bears this past year. I thought he played like a Pro Bowler. That would be a good outcome. If Jeremiah Trotter Jr. becomes like a TJ Edwards, I'll take that. That means starter.
I tell you, to have a fifth-round draft pick like Trotter Jr., and to have to be in the city that your dad played in, and to have your dad there watching. Because I watched a video where they were talking about how when he was younger, and Tammy, God rest her soul, how she would go film the team that they were playing the following week. And then him and Pops would come home, and they would critique that film. That's where his instincts come from, knowing what to see and knowing different tendencies and things of that nature. I'm excited. I'm excited for young Trot because he's family. You know, I know Ike's excited for him because we watch these young kids grow up. We watch them grow up, and we watch them become the young man that they are. So, yeah, I'm very excited for him.
I'll give you another name, another Eagle, the one that we don't talk about much these days, but was a good player on a team that won the Super Bowl. Nigel Bradham was a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, he was a smaller dude. He was a smaller dude, too.
Not drafted that far in front of where Trot went. Look, the future is in front of us. We'll see what happens. But I'd love that they picked him there. That was awesome. Howie, and Kyle says this a lot, Howie makes it fun to be an Eagles fan. I mean, he does. Like, this draft was fun. They traded up. They moved back. Every 5 seconds, he's making a trade, getting three picks for next year. They end up with Trot Jr., and you look at some of these, like, consensus where people thought they'd go versus where they went. Hugh, they got five players in Daniel Jeremiah's top 150. Now, they got them all over the place. But, you know, if you end up with, like, three of those guys, that's a good draft. Like, they ended up maneuvering, getting good The Cooper DeJean pick, we all thought he was going in the first round. To get him in the beginning of the second round, they got Mitchell and DeJean. This felt like the remaking of this secondary.
Yeah, you know, another thing that jumped out to me, because I know we talked about this early, Joe, and the fact that, you know, it's probably a given that all nine of these draft picks won't make the team. I don't know, dog. It looks pretty good. When you talk about some of the positions they got, you're talking about the young wide receiver, Johnny Wilson. He might have a shot to take it. I'm looking at the latter part of the draft. Ahnia Smith, he might have a shot to make it because we're talking about, you know, the slot receiver. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., I would say that there's a lot of pressure for him to be successful here because of, you know, the dad, the namesake and all that stuff. But I think he's going to be fine. I say all that to say I think he's going to be fine. So there's going to be a lot of young guys on this football team that are playing. And to that point, you got Cooper DeJean and you have Quinyon Mitchell, I predict that I don't know which position they're going to have Coop play, but I feel like he's going to be on the field.
I agree. I think both those first two picks will be on the field. 215-592-9494. And it never made sense to me after all the passing touchdowns they gave up in yards that they weren't going to totally remake the secondary. And now they finally have done it. I mean, they signed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. They got Isaiah Rogers coming back. Now he wasn't really playing last year, and now we get two new guys in this draft.
And they got damn near 11. 11.
Corners.
11 corners.
Yeah.
They got 11.
That means
not 11. 11.
11?
11. No, 11.
11?
11.
Okay, I'll let you say
it. They got 11 corners.
215-592-9494. Your reaction to the draft, the Trot Jr. pick, and, of course, the Sixers here. Are you annoyed at Joel Embiid for whatever? I mean, you could be annoyed at him for whatever you want, his play or what he said after the game, because he said he's annoyed and disappointed, and I use the word pissed off, that there are a lot of those Knicks fans here. Well, how about play better in the fourth quarter? Can we start there? Kev in West Philly. Hey, Kev.
Hey, yo, what's going on, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
What's up, Kev? What's going on, man?
This is my thing with it. I understand your gripes with Joel Embiid. The easy thing to do is blame Joel, but the whole team stinks. And I want to go on record if you give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
I want to point out a few things that, like, this is why they're never going to win. And I'm going to tell you why right now. And we got to let reality sit in. This front office has been awful for a long time. First of all, this is a couple of the mistakes they made. You got your center in Joel Embiid. With your draft pick, you go and take another center, Jahlil Okafor. Then what do? You go and get Ben Simmons. And then before the draft, you announce that Ben Simmons is going to be a point guard. And then what are you going to do? You draft another point guard who never played no other position but point guard, try to make him a shooting guard. Then you go and get Mikal Bridges. Then what you do on Mikal Bridges? You trade him for a 6'4" center who is just absolutely trash. Every first round pick you squandered away. You trade him Markelle Fultz, and even you didn't get nothing for him. You got Jonathan Simmons, let him go. You let Sible go for nobody. You let the guy that shot on the threes, I can't think of his name, that the Sixers drafted, and now he's on OKC.
Isaiah Joe.
It's mistake after mistake after mistake. You trade hard and then get all these tough guys and everything, and they was looking great. Then what do? You trade them. You trade away Marcus Morris and them guys. Beverly would have been a pest on Brunson. He would have hated to go against Brunson. Or Springer, another pest. You just give them away. So this is what they're going to keep doing all year. They're going to keep getting guys, letting them go. The team's never going to build up. They never going to win. Y'all keep saying trade Joel Embiid. You trade Joel Embiid, get ready for Bobblehead Night Wednesdays and Dollar Dog Night, because you're not going to win either way. So the best bet you can do is try to build off more off of Joel Embiid to help him out, because without him, you're finished. As far as the Eagles, great draft. I'm just very upset, man. I'm pissed off about the Sixers.
You're not the only one, man.
Dog.
We appreciate the call. So I agree with a lot of what he said there. Now, I do have to check a bingo box off. This is organizational mistakes that date back years.
I mean, he ain't lying.
No, he's not lying. But that's part of it. But what does that have to do with yesterday in particular?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
He's right. I mean, all the stuff he said is right. They made a ton of mistakes. I mean, we could point. I'll even go to the one. They traded Morris, the Morris brother, to go get Buddy Hield. Morris would actually block out on Josh Hart. He would get a rebound.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I agree. They made a ton of mistakes. But that doesn't excuse Joel's performance yesterday in the fourth quarter.
Nah.
He's just – and part of me, I feel like I'm being very hard on a player that is coming off of surgery and has Bell's palsy and is given a lot. But isn't that part of the responsibility? If you're the best player or one of the few best players – you got to give 45 minutes sometimes. That's the NBA playoffs. Hugh, it just feels like it's like a gas tank. We always joke about, you know, putting a half tank or a full tank, $20 in. Feels like no matter what they do, his tank's empty in the fourth.
Yeah, and here's the reality of being the elite athlete that Joel Embiid is. Nobody cares about all of that when you make that kind of money. I mean, that's a fact. And I'm not trying to be cold or callous because I know what he's dealt with. Hell, I've been in that situation before. Nobody cares. Because your job is to go out there and push through all of that. And the fact that in the box score, it says in the fourth quarter, out of these four games, that you've only gotten two rebounds is telling. And that's what people see. No matter what you're dealing with, nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about your knee. Because for a lot of fans that pay their hard-earned money to go to these games, this has been a pattern that has been followed for years. And it's not your fault. But when you ask people to go out there and show up and everything like that, and the outcome is the same, or they feel like the outcome is the same, that's a hard pill for anybody to swallow, man. That's a hard pill to swallow. And unfortunately for you, that there are times in the game where it just looks like you forgot how to play basketball. Like, to me, like listen, the play that sticks out to me the most was the one where you had an open three. It was open two at the end of the game, and you decided to drive to the basket and missed instead of poking it. That one to me was like, I'm looking like, dog, what you doing? And then on top of it, I think it was that play was before you let Jalen Brunson drive to the hole, if I'm not mistaken. Like, there are times where when Sixers fans see that, they're like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You might as well have been the fullback escorting the running back into the end zone, because that's basically what it looked like. You dropped him, and he went in to score. So, yeah, it's tough for fans to get behind you when stuff like that happens.
You want to make you feel better?
Make me feel better.
Well, you know, you were saying that, you know, some people think, well, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. was drafted in the fifth round. We can't expect much. I started looking through, like, recent drafts of fifth round. You know, there, once in a while, a fifth round linebacker becomes a start. Dre Greenlaw from the 49ers was a fifth round pick.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I'm not saying that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is going to be
as good.
I know
what you're saying.
But, like, because of his draft spot doesn't mean he can't become something good. I love that they draft him there. If they took him in the second round, it probably would have been a reach. Let's all be real. Like, it would have been like, all
probably
right.
Some expectations.
Yeah.
That would have been a lot higher.
But the fact that they got him where they got him, that it's a fun draft pick, and it has a chance to be a really good draft pick. Derek is up next. What's up, Derek?
What's up? Yo, real quick, I got a rant for this. To the people that's out here driving right now when the weather's nice, there's going to be road work, right? So either leave early or have some patience. I'm a truck driver. I see cars just hopping out of their car. Like, they've never seen road work going on before. Like, you're going to get caught in some kind of construction work at some point throughout your day this summer. So let that get through your heads.
PSA for everyone out there. Leave early.
I'm not mad at it.
I like it. All right,
so
Derek,
anyway,
go ahead.
This is my Sixers rant, right? The only thing I'm going to get on you about, Joe, and kind of you too, is when Embiid dropped the 50 and he came out and said he had Bell's palsy, y'all was in all this, oh, he has Bell's palsy, he's playing on one leg, he's gutting it out, he's doing this, he's doing that. And then as soon as he went to bed again, now it's all Embiid is this, and he's got to do this, and he's got to do that. I'm not going to question that man's effort, because I don't know what his effort, you know what I'm saying? If he's out there playing, I'm guessing he's giving it his all. But the Sixers team, to me, bro, they are the softest team I have ever seen. You know, their effort that they be giving out there, and being included, it is so sad. And to me, some of that got to come down to coaching, right? If Doc Rivers was here, we'd be all over Doc. But for some reason, we making it seem like Nick Nurse got it under control. No, we don't. He crying about the refs. He's saying this and saying that. This team is soft, right? Tell me if I'm wrong.
They are. No, Derek, the worst part is that we're all watching it, and the Knicks are playing the way we wish the Sixers were playing. Like, the way the Knicks go after the ball on a rebound, I wish the Sixers did that.
He had, like, his best game in game one. Josh Hart, he looked like an all-star. He was hitting threes. He was driving. And then the last couple of games, like yesterday, going into the fourth quarter, he had 2 points and 13 rebounds. And he was giving maximum effort, right? Then we let Precious, just think of that name as a man, Precious Achiuwa came in there and neutralized Joel Embiid for 12 minutes.
Yeah, Derek, I'm glad you brought that up. But Derek, it's a good phone call, man. And I agree. They are soft. I mean, I watching it yesterday, that's the only takeaway. They're soft down the stretch. Josh Hart. Like, that's the kind of stuff. How come Tobias can't do things like that when he's not scoring? Josh Hart had a miserable offensive game yesterday. He had 17 rebounds. He played 3 blocks in the fourth quarter. Like, he affected the game for his team. And then as far as Precious Achiuwa.
Precious.
I tell you what, when obviously Mitchell Robinson didn't play yesterday, and then Hartenstein got 5 fouls, but in the third quarter, it was just foul after foul. The fourth quarter should have been Joel dominating whoever the third, like Precious, right? Their third string center. And instead, I don't even know what he was doing in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I would say this to Jay. I understand, Jay, everything you're saying is truth. But at the end of the day, man, when you make that kind of money, ain't nobody trying to hear all that. They trying to see the baby. Don't nobody care about the labor pains, man. That's a fact. You know, Joel Embiid, I applaud him and commend him for going through everything that he's gone through in this playoff series. But the reality of the situation is every time that you step on that court, every time you step on that mound, every time you step on that football field, you best be ready to go. Because if you're not, ain't nobody trying to hear about you and your wife having problems at home or the fact that, you know, you didn't get enough sleep last night or anything like that. You feel me? I mean, that's the reality of being a professional athlete. You can't have any off nights. That's why to this day, when cats get sick and they talk about they were sick and they're a game time decision, we immediately go to the Jordan flu game. Mm-hmm. It's almost like clockwork, Joe. When you hear somebody sick, because when Jalen was sick and he had to fly out to Seattle by him damn self, everybody was thinking, oh, Jordan flu game. Didn't play out that way. But that's what we're all thinking, because that's the standard that every athlete is held to. That Jordan standard. That might well call it, did I just coin a phrase? The Jordan standard. Well, I guess it's been around for a while. But you know what I'm talking about. The Jordan standard.
Make it yours.
That's the Jordan standard. There ain't nobody trying to hear all that other stuff. Jordan went out there and dropped 50 on people when he was drunk.
Hungover.
I take that back. I don't know that to be true.
I think he was probably hungover.
I'm saying. I don't know that to be true. I'm just talking. It just felt like the right thing to say in the moment.
You know what?
But it was a Jordan flu game. Yeah, you got to go with what you feel.
So, I hear Derek's point on Nick Nurse. And there was a lot of criticism yesterday that Nurse played Embiid the entire second half, didn't give him a rest, and that's part of why he was
gassed. If he wasn't out there, we'd have been down like 20 points.
I get it. So, here's my thing on all this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At some point, I'm losing the energy for all the other things when there's one common denominator, right? Like we did the Brett Brown, he screwed it up. We did the Doc Rivers, he screwed it up. Now we're on Nick Nurse, he screwed it up with timeouts or bench or whatever, or Joel's minutes. We did the, it was Ben's fault. He was the second star. We did the Harden. It's his fault. He was the second star. Now we're going to do Maxey. He hasn't showed up every single game so far. There's only one common denominator here all these years. And you all know who I'm talking about. Like, that's why my frustration is on Joel. I'm not saying Nick Nurse is perfect. And he's had some tough moments in this series so far. I do think that. But the best players got to carry you.
Man,
and
this is what I don't understand. Because when I think of say, like Ant-Man. The other night for Minnesota, and the way that he played, and everybody talking about how he sent KD and those cats home.
Yep, in a sweep.
Yes, he sent them home. When you're the best player, or considered the best player, the absolute best player on the court, which I think it's not a stretch to say that Joel Embiid was the best player on the court. There's more expected of you, and even though everybody that's calling here talking about the organization, talking about the bench, and all that other stuff. You're right with that, but when you are considered the best player on the court, you can't go into the fourth quarter of 4 games with 2 rebounds. Like, that's a fact, regardless to what the situation, regardless to the ailment that you're dealing with, regardless to the knee situation that you have, because as a fan and people that watch the game, they're not trying to hear that, man. You're on the court. Nobody's going to give you that quarter and say, oh, man, well, he's hurt, he's sick. I mean, it's the truth, But when you're out there on the court, Joe, and you making umpteen $1 million or whatever, ain't nobody trying to hear all those excuses, well, man.
And it's every year, right? Like, I know the Bell's palsy thing is unfortunate, and that's a weird, rare thing. That's this year. But the knee or whatever, it's every single year. 215-592-9494. More on the Sixth when we get back. Your phone calls. And more on Embiid's fourth quarter. It was a disaster. Nick Nurse's explanation for why Embiid played the entire second half. We'll discuss it next. 215-592-9494. Are you annoyed at Joel? He's obviously annoyed, at least to some extent, with all the fans that weren't there because all those Knicks fans were. We'll discuss Joel, the Sixers, your take on the draft as well. Cooper DeJean, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and a lot of praise for Howie Roseman out there at the draft that he had this weekend. We'll hit it all on Sports Radio 94. WIP, and everyone knows by now the major news, the new big acquisition, Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate, me. No, I'm not playing for the Fightins, but as you've heard, I've partnered with Kyle and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. This season, when Kyle goes yard, beers... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.